This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Paul Eisenstein is doing what he's always loved doing, covering the automobile industry. You read his reports in the Robb Report and any number of other places. Most importantly, of course, as the chief of the Detroit Bureau.
.com.
I'll just add that here, DetroitBureau.com. And welcome back to the program. How are you liking this show?
It's a good show, actually. I'm really surprised by how much news is coming out of here.
Like?
Well, the big story, of course, is the continuing rise of SUVs. You know, trucks in general now account for, are you ready for this? 3 out of 5 cars, vehicles being sold in the United States.
3 out of 5 now.
It's at 60%. Now, that's including vans, which are a small portion, and pickup trucks, which are coming back like we haven't seen in a decade. But SUVs are where the real action is, and everybody has one here, from the Japanese to the Koreans to of course, the domestics.
Well, we knew coming in that that was going to be the story, that the SUVs would be king. We kind of got that telegraphed. But there are some other exciting things going on here other than SUVs.
Yeah, absolutely. If you like sports cars, there's a bunch of those. You go over to the Audi stand. They introduced a new ragtop version of their R8, which is, you know, just an incredible vehicle. This one, by the way, is toned down. It's unlike the big V10 Plus model, that's 610 horsepower. It's basically got the Le Mans V10 engine in it and can hit 205 miles an hour. The ragtop, I'm sorry, can only get to nearly 200 with a mere 540 horsepower, but it can take its top down in 20 seconds and can be operated
while you're
31 miles
30,
an hour.
31. They do
30,
it 1 mile
31,
better.
31, yes.
31 miles per hour, you can bring your top down without ripping the roof off.
Exactly.
But as gas prices have gone back up, they're going to start realizing that when they have that beautiful car with all that horsepower, they're not getting great gas mileage.
Oh, but you know what? It's what's really fascinating, when you look around the show floor, you go over and you see the biggest SUVs, you see the biggest pickups, and of course these high power sports cars, what you realize is that even some of those monsters are generating the sort of fuel economy numbers that you used to expect from economy cars just a decade ago.
Well, that's true too. They've gotten very good with those engines and squeezing out as much as they can. You mentioned sports cars. One that does not roll off the tongue easily is the Preliator. Preliator. It still doesn't roll off the tongue. And the guy who invented it, Victor Mueller, gave me lessons on how to say it. And I'm not. Why don't they just pick names that are easy?
Because they don't have to.
Okay. Well, they don't have to. This is a $350,000+ car.
Yeah.
And he only needs to sell 50. He only is going to make 50.
Right. Now, Victor Mueller, people may recall, if they follow the business, he was the guy who tried to rescue Saab a few years back and got into a war with GM. I'm surprised to hear that he didn't win, but he's back in the business. He's an amazing character,
a trained lawyer,
made his fortune in shipping, if I remember correctly.
That I've never known. I've often wondered. So
yeah.
It was in shipping, huh?
Shipping, Dutch guy. He's a car fanatic, and he's been playing with this company called Spyker, which, by the way, gave rebirth to a company in the Netherlands that died about 90 years ago, brought it back. And now that he's gotten, you know, fully all the stuff with Saab out of the way, he's back in the business with this Spyker. And he's been trying to save it for a few years. So it looks like they'll actually get a car on the road and here in the United States.
I believe he said at the Cranes Automotive News dinner the other night, I think he said he sold 30 of them already before introducing it in New York, and New York will be a big, big market for him.
It's not surprising. The market in the United States for ultra cars, you know, these vehicles that are making 500, 600, you ready for this? Today we'll see one that will make 1,500 horsepower with the latest version of the, Bugatti.
Oh, the
Chiron.
The Bugatti.
You're right. And then we have the Koenigsegg.
For a great deal of only $2.8 million or something ridiculous like that.
The reality is there's a market for that. Now, they're only going to sell, I think, one a week for 5 or 10 years like they did with the original Bugatti. But there's a market for these things, and
it's
I believe the U.S. market is largely the number one market. And then you can get down to those mundane things like the Audi R8 and all the Mercedes AMG models. In fact, I spent some time with Tobias Moyer, who's the head of AMG, that unit from the Mercedes folks. It specializes in ultra-performance cars.
Mm-hmm.
And it just continues to grow. They continue to add models. A decade ago, or thereabout, they'd make one, keep it out for a year or two, and it'd go away. Now they have a high-performance AMG version of essentially everything
right.
they make.
C-Class. A-Class.
CLA. Yeah. And yes, in Europe they have the A-Class. And by the way, you also have everybody. Cadillac is now doing the V-Series. And I broke a story your folks might want to check out. I have a story up on Genesis, the new Hyundai brand, which showed a new product. We're reporting today that that is the first, not only the first of six, but they're going to have two new SUVs, and they're going to launch their own version of the high-performance AMG, BMW M, Cadillac V. So you're going to be seeing from Hyundai not only a new luxury brand, Genesis, but you're going to see them get into the high-performance game, too.
Go to thedetroitbureau.com, thedetroitbureau.com. You'll find the work of its chief, Paul Eisenstein, who always visits with us wherever we are in the world. We appreciate it, Paul.
Good to be with you.
623 WJR.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.